Other countries have had women as top political leaders, for instance, Britain's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Not so in the U.S. Women's groups say that could change in 2008. One of the most mentioned female presidential prospects is Hillary Clinton. The Democrat has name recognition, and Melanie Ramey from the League of Women Voters says Hillary is something else a lot of female candidates don't have, money.
And she's from a state where there is a lot of money to be raised. And this is a significant problem for women, their lack of ability to raise the kinds of money that you have to raise to run for either statewide office or to run for federal office.
Most women make their impact as voters, though, not candidates. The Center for American Women in Politics says the number of women at the polls has been higher than the number of men for every presidential election since 1964. In the most recent election, Ramey notes both major candidates tried to appeal to women with promises about issues like education and health care.
So I think it's just a huge block of voters that they're finally learning they need to pay some attention to.
President Bush narrowed the gender gap in the 2004 election. Roughly as many women voted for him as for John Kerry. Shamim Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.